Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Can Deshaun win one? Yeah, I don't think he can win it with his coach. That's the problem. And no, I don't think he'd get rid of him by any stretch. I totally disagree with that concept and trying to tank and start over. I disagree with completely. But, I mean, I'm not signing the guy to a Patrick Mahomes contract. That's my only point. He hasn't done what Mahomes has done. That's it. If he'd already done it, okay. And, you know, and I say at least get to an AFC championship game. Almost anyone can get to an AFC championship game. But how many of them go on and win Super Bowls?
The people that are talking about, like, stripping titles and things like that, and we need more punishment for these teams, like, I don't know. To me, maybe you just care too much about sports.
I think that's what it comes down to. And you know, and again, I think everything is, it's your own personal ethics and what you think of something. But if you're just going to tear into somebody and say, oh, these guys suck because they did this, well, take a look at yourself and just promise me you've never done anything like that, and then I'll listen.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. For this segment, at Lance Zierlein, because the legend's about to join us. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on Twitch. Just go to ESPN975.com, find Twitch, or go to Twitch and find ESPN975.com. You can comment there. We're happy to have you. Miss the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Man, we've been awful sportsy today.
It's been a sportsy day.
And we're going to bring on Lance Zierlein, who may or may not be sportsy. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing all right. We're doing sports. How are you, Lance?
I mean, I've heard you guys are super sportsed out today. So, what do you think about those? What do you think about those Red Sox? What do you think about those Astros?
Red Sox carry the two.
Tell us about 14. Your vacation, man. Did you go to Colorado? Is that where I heard you were at?
That's right. It's set to be in 74 degree weather. Well, that was terrible.
Was it miserable being high on marijuana the whole time?
No, I wasn't high on the marijuanas. But I was, I tell you what, I did have the gas tank questioned a couple of times whenever I was trying to hike with the wife. Now, keep in mind, she runs marathons, and she runs like 5 days a week. I'm lucky to get out of my chair and hustle over to the, you know, to the elevator to get down from floor four to floor two. And so when we are, you know, we're out there hiking, and it's already, I mean, it's already, the elevation is already a mother anyway. And so all of a sudden that hike keeps going uphill, uphill, uphill. And I'm like, man, I can't punk out and let her see me collapse. I got to just keep on going. I got to pretend like this is nothing. And I made it through. I found out that I like hiking as long as it's more, you know, flat, more straight. I don't like the uphill part of hiking. I like downhill hiking. I like kind of flat land kind of hiking, you know, with natural ups and downs. I don't like the stair-stepper hiking where I've got to go all the way up like 4 miles.
Well, maybe if you drive a little slower. I was listening this morning, and it sounds like you're
oh my god!
Sound like your daughter.
My daughter is such a. I always joke that my daughter should be on Handmaid's Tale, but she would not be one of the ones trying to escape. She'd be one of the ones trying to, you know, keep everyone in check. Yeah, we call her the Puritan, and she sits and watches my ways when I have it on the screen. You know, I've got my phone plugged into where it has the Apple Car pulls up. And she can see exactly what the speed limit is and what I'm going. Dad, slow down. You're going over the speed limit. It's like, this is a 16-hour drive. I must have heard it 14 times. And at one point, when we were getting out of the car to get gas, she asked my wife, hey, do you want to drive? It might be safer if you drove. Like, what? It's totally safe when I drive. And I get us there faster. And let me ask you guys this. Because you both have kids. And John immediately understood what I was talking about. There's something that I think most women just don't understand, that, and I don't know why it's ingrained in us as men, but I just need to make good time. I don't know what that means or why it's important to me, but I if Waze tells me I'm going to get home at 5:30 in the afternoon from a long, you know, from Colorado, then I need to be in at 5:21. I want to stay on my pace.
I'm with you on that. I especially on long trips. If it's a short trip, I don't really care as much.
I don't care either.
But like, if you're talking about you're driving, you know, 400 miles, as soon as I type that destination in, I look at it and it says, oh, you're going to be there in 4.5 hours. I'm like, okay,
bull crap.
I'm going to be. And if God forbid, some point something happens along the way that suddenly says new time, 4 hours and 42 minutes. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And now I've got to do something to make that up.
I always try to beat the time. It's not just making the time. If it's more than a 30-minute trip, I feel like if I don't beat the Waze time, then I'm not driving fast enough.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the things I do also is I say, okay, I've got, you know, like my drive is going to be, let's say, a 9-hour drive. Okay? So, and my wife, you know, she's not going to let me pee in a Gatorade bottle like I would if I were by myself because, you know, helps me make better time. So, because I even asked her, I said, hey, like, you wouldn't let me do that, would you? No. What are you talking about? Oh, nothing. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I feel like driving from Colorado to Texas, you had plenty of chances to pee on the side of the road, though.
I did twice. I called up looking for rabbits, like going on. Hey, I got to look on this trail real quick.
I was growing up, that was like a thing that people did. And
yeah, you do it. There's lots of open space. I mean, it is what it is. It's perfect for peeing out of the side of the road, 100%.
But
that's also cutting into my time, AJ. So I've got to make up enough time on, let's say, 3 hours of the drive so that when I stop, I got a 6-minute cushion and the kids need to get their ass out and get moving because I've got time to make.
I understand that. Now, here, while we agree as parents on that, here's where I think you could use a lesson.
Okay.
How old is your daughter?
She's 9.5.
You need to tell her to shut the hell up.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
After I hear her complain once about my speed, I'm adding 3-4 miles an hour to it. And if she says something again, I turn the radio all the way up. And if
I was way over it a couple times. But this is the thing. It's not just that. It's literally everything. She said she wants to sue Saturday Night Live when she gets older because of some of the words they use. So she has a lawsuit against them. She didn't like the fact that she saw somebody cheat. She was... My mother-in-law has been staying with us since the pandemic started, and she was watching, like, Bonanza, and somebody on there was, like, stepping out on his wife, or the wife did step out on her husband or something. This is on Bonanza, however many, 70 years ago, whatever it was, and my daughter was over it. She's like, nope, I'm done with this show. This is a terrible show now. These are terrible people. I mean, do you know how hard it is to just get through a day without just being judged by a 9-year-old super harshly? It's unbelievable. We can't watch anything. God forbid, we were on a zip line, and this guy comes in hot on the very first zip line, and it's only me, 3 of my kids, and then this other couple. And this guy comes in hot, and he's like, man, mother bleeper. And she shoots her eyes over at me, and she's like, as if to say, can you believe what he just said? Oh, my God. She falls off the next one.
She would never make it a week in my house. Not one week.
I'm surprised she makes it a week in my own house.
Well, I'll give you some good news about this. I don't think you're going to have to worry about her having boyfriends when she gets older.
No, I don't. It's not going to go well. She said she wants, and this is not a lie either. She wants to be an Olympic swimmer, and once she's done with that, she wants to become she wants to go be an Olympic swimmer, then she wants to go to Broadway and be in musicals, and then she wants to be a nun. So I feel like after you go to Broadway, the nun thing is out. But
I think
I don't
so, too.
That.
But hey, yeah, if I mean, whatever her goals are, you can be anything you want.
Yeah, you can be anything you want, but I just don't think you go from Broadway to the nunnery. I just don't feel like that happens often.
Well, in the Middle Ages, they used to go from all kinds of things to the nunnery, so maybe it'll work out.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You on any new TV stuff these days?
So, Dale put me on 000, which is a really, really good show. I like that a lot. I'm watching season three of Marcella, which it's not for everybody. I think it's a pretty good show, but it's on Netflix. But I am today on the show, speaking of TV, you guys are familiar with Cameo, right? Where you get you have somebody famous make a video. They'll do a video recording and they send it to your, whoever you want to send it to. And like Carol Baskin, she just did one for Zion Williamson.
We call her that bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah, she's that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch Carol Baskin. Yeah. How much do you think it cost? I saw the price. How much do you think it costs to get Carol Baskin to do a message?
$2,000.
See how close you guys get.
Yeah, I got to say she's probably getting $1,500 now.
Okay, what do you think, AJ?
$2,000.
$199.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
$199.
I'll be honest.
No legs? $29.
Lance, wouldn't you agree? Like, we were talking about this yesterday when we were talking about the KBO and how the KBO, had they had a store, like an online store for Americans set up, in March, they could have just made tons of money. And they kind of missed their opportunity. The window's closed on them now. Don't you think if Carol Baskin were if she were doing those cameos like 3 months ago, she could have got way more money?
100%. I totally agree. Like when I saw $199, I was shocked. Jeff Lowe, the guy who wears 15 leather jackets on top of each other, he's asking for $300 a piece. Like the best value, I think, is Carol Baskin. You guys put it into the thousands. She does this for $199. The one girl who had her arm bitten off by the tiger, she's $100. I'm like, oh, wait, I can get Carol Baskin for $199? That's what I'm going to do. Oscar from The Office is $175. Stanley from The Office is $300. I'm not paying $300 for Stanley, but for Carol Baskin. But I feel like Carol Baskin could have gone for $500 to $1,000 back in the day. Yeah, I think she missed her opportunity. And yeah, 100%. Korean baseball, they completely missed the boat.
I'm looking here, and Flava Flav, $350.
I'm not doing
what's Lance Erlein going for?
I don't do any, but I have called and left messages for people as SEC guy on the answer machines. I've probably done that three or four times.
Yeah, you should start marketing SEC guy. I bet you could do okay with that.
No. How about James Vanderbeek, only $225?
Who's $225?
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't want it, but whoever likes James Vanderbeek, that's probably
Danica McKellar, Winnie Cooper.
You won't be able to do a show now because once you get in that cameo rabbit hole, it'll start to blow you away.
Well, I'm there. Danica McKellar, Winnie Cooper is $150.
What do you think? Is that a good price?
It feels like a good value, honestly.
How much do you think Ray Lewis is?
I just saw him, $300.
How much do you think Don Beebe is? You probably saw that.
I haven't seen Don Beebe yet. What's his price?
25.
Oh man!
That would be the worst to get Don Beebe. Like, why is Don Beebe bothering me?
I would spend the money to get Ray Lewis and Carol Baskin. You got two murderers for the price. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom is just $50.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. I'm telling you, this is addictive. Now that you're on this, it's addictive. I played the game with Dell and John where they had to guess Price is Right style, basically, what the amount was for certain people on there. And it's like you can't – it's amazing to see how low some people are and then how high others are.
Here's a ripoff because you said that bitch Carol Baskin is $199.
Yeah.
Mike Goldman, who is a Joe Exotic impersonator, is $325.
What?
Yeah.
So I guess if people really want, what do you think Joe Exotic would go for?
Oh, I mean that'd be big bucks.
Yeah, from prison especially.
$500?
Yeah. I bet $500.
Easy.
And he honestly should do that.
Yeah, he should do it from the prison phone. That'd be even better.
Well, they sneak cell phones into prison all the time anyway. I mean, I don't see why he couldn't do that from prison.
No, I think it'd be cool to have it like a video version of him on the phone where the guests come in,
all
doing
right.
it from there.
What's your guess on Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew, I'm going to say 125.
198, $1 less than that bitch Carol Baskin. I think he's trying to undercut her.
Yeah.
What about Ice Cube?
Ice Cube, we will go Flame. I'm going to say 4. No, I'm going to say 350.
500.
What about Ice-T?
I don't know.
Ice-T's on there.
What about Lindsay Lohan?
200?
300.
See, I was going a more reasonable number. I figured she'd try to oversell herself.
How much do you think your buddy Bun B is doing cameos for?
He's not on there, is he?
Yeah, he is on there. I've actually seen one. He got somebody got a Facebook group to do one for him.
I'm going to go 150.
$75.
Okay. I just got done doing a podcast with Bun before I came on with you guys.
How much did you get for it?
Yeah, he should have charged you $75.
We paid him $75.
That's a good deal. That's a long-ass cameo.
Yeah, so what podcast did you do, and how can the people get it?
So it's called Off Script. We, Eric Layton and I, put this together. Like, I guess we do it every week. We've had Chris Ballard on. We had Michael Kelly from House of Cards, Doug Stamper. For those who don't know, Eric is an actor. He had Andrew Bernstein on, who's a director. I thought it was really interesting. Daryl Morey's agreed to come on once he gets to Orlando. We tape Bun. Lance McCullers is on there. He was one of our first guests. And so you can just go to Apple. You can just go to the Apple podcast or Spotify or wherever and just look up Off Script with Lance Zierlein and Eric Layton. And we talk about the same kind of stuff that we talk about on the radio show, honestly. So I think you'll like this last one that we did. At one point we found Eric starts saying, you know, the good thing about COVID is that, and I said, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, it's something you don't usually hear every day. But he was saying, the good thing about COVID, so we tried to do five, you know, the good thing about COVID, we tried to do five of those. And his number one thing is he's kind of a germaphobe. So he was telling me the good thing about COVID is that when somebody shakes my hand, I can take out hand sanitizer right there in front of their face and put it on, and they don't even realize that I'm doing it because I think they're disgusting animals and that I would be doing that anyway. I'd be wanting to do that. But now because of COVID, I can totally do it, and it's not a problem. So, you know, we were trying to find some of the good things about COVID. That's one of the things we talked about.
Well, that and Thanos was right, and this is basically what he's doing here, is he's using COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we let you go, I want to throw a show out there that I think you'd love that I've mentioned to AJ, and he won't listen. It's on Netflix. It's called Lilyhammer.
With Stevie Van Zandt.
Yeah, Stevie Van Zandt basically plays the Silvio character in witness protection in Norway. And
yeah, so it's been in my queue forever. I know it's a highly regarded show. It's been in my queue. It's been out for a while.
Yeah, it has. And unfortunately, it's only 3 seasons. But after you watch it, I want you to give me full credit for telling you you'll love it. Sure. I think it's right up your alley.
Have you ever seen Letterkenny?
Yes. Show? Yeah. In fact, we rewatched that this weekend for the third time. I have a Canadian wife, so what do you expect?
Yeah, that's a pretty good show. Yeah. Ryan LaShane, who's a Canadian chef who lives in town, told me to watch it, and he's like, yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah,
really? This is what being in Canada is like? He goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's small-town Canada. It's funny because she'll say, yep, that's how you do it after a fight and things like that. I'm like, okay.
It's not that different than when I lived in Richmond, Rosenberg, only just different accents.
No way, but... Yeah, and by the way, your boy Ryan did a nice job with his Canada Day deal. We did take out there. It was fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, did you go to that? Last year, they were blasted. I mean...
Yeah, well, we just had to do takeout this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sucked. Last year, it was a mega party. It was so much fun, but there were times where I thought, okay, this isn't going to end well for everybody who's here drinking.
Yeah, well... All right, man, we appreciate the time, as always. And
all right.
Glad you're back, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys.
All right. Lance Zierlein. He's always got so much fun stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take a quick break. I don't know if we want to go down this rabbit hole or not, but there is a text question that I think, as a parent of a child playing sports right now, you could answer better than anybody.
Okay.
So can we do that when we come back?
We can try.
All right. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We'll see you next week. something's going on.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So
Lance wasn't lying about the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never ending, honestly.
I bet.
And some of these, I'm like, really? You think you're going to get that money? And then I'm like, oh, that's actually a pretty good deal.
I've seen Mark McGrath, he does a lot of them. And I think whenever it first came out, he was close to like 250. But I mean, I just checked. And he's only charging 99.
Yeah. So.
Geez, I'd do those for like 25 bucks for the people.
So, Pauly Shore, 300. Tommy Chong, 150.
So there's something wrong with that.
I can get two Tommy Chongs for one Pauly Shore? Come on, man.
I mean, Tommy Chong's a man of the people.
I guess so.
Willie Nelson, what would Willie go for?
Well, I'll tell you. Willie Nelson is not available.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I have respect for the guys who aren't available on Cameo.
Yeah.
It almost seems like, I don't know. Like, I've always felt like for us, like as radio guys, I don't like asking for money. Like I want to give you the radio show and I want you to support our sponsors. And hopefully this company will give me some money for doing that. That's the goal. There are some people who are like, I'll sell you my show's koozie. I'll sell you my show's hat.
Yeah,
I'll sell
you
my show's bottle opener.
That's why like people ask for shirts and it's like, ooh. I want to sell shirts to you guys. If we get some made, then you know I'll pay the guy for them and we'll give some out or something.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it should work. I guess once you're like at a certain like most the reality is most people in show business their careers don't last all that long. Like Mark McGrath's not making new music today, is he?
I think he has like a radio show. Out in L.A. or whatever.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's necessarily... I'm sure he's still in the music business, but maybe not making... Maybe not doing it more frequently as he used to.
Here's some... Fred, like people that you are enamored with. Who's the lead singer from Shinedown? Well, here's the...
Brent Smith.
Here's the guitar player from Shinedown.
He's not any good.
Zach Myers?
Yeah, he's not any good.
$50.
Yeah, no thank you.
No thanks?
No. The singer makes that band, and I mean, they don't...
Sometimes goodbye! I agree.
Yeah, please stop that.
John Daly. What do you think the cost on John
Daly, I bet, is $125.
Tyler?
I'm going to go $199.
$750.
Wow.
To me, that's just John Daly saying... Listen, I don't want to do this.
Take it or leave it.
But if you're going to make me, this is what's going to cost you. Let's try Larry. Hello, Larry.
Sports. Hey, you were talking about sports fans being naive. I have a perfect example how delusional they can be. Astros fans, for an example, a lot of fans think that they're Houston's team. Actually, they're Jim Crane's team. They just happen to be playing in Houston, and if they were truly, if Houston fans truly had a voice in how they're run, then they would still be in the National League. They wouldn't be playing in the American League. That was Jim Crane's decision along with Major League Baseball. And if you think Cleveland Browns fans had a voice in how they were run, Art Modell owned that team. You can go down the list, Baltimore Colts, Brooklyn Dodgers, so it's the owners who own the teams. The fans may think that they have a voice in running the team. They don't. And the final point is you guys get annoyed along the same lines when a fan calls in after the Texans lose to Kansas City and invariably you'll get a fan saying, "Oh, we need to play better defense. We, you know, when they use the word we, like we need to draft better." No, you guys weren't on the field with the players. You need to stop putting yourself in the same category as the players and the teams. Okay, thanks.
Well, I will say, I mean, most people are fully aware that the owners own the team. There's a reason why. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who thinks it's a great idea to keep Bill O'Brien around as the general manager. Yet here he is, because the owner owns the team. He doesn't care what the people think.
No, but I also think I understand why fans feel that way sometimes. You know, they feel like they're investing in their season tickets and they're buying the jerseys and all this stuff. And that's why you always say, "Oh, we're paying your salary." Well, no, you're really not. TV networks are kind of doing that. But the team begs you to feel that way. That whole "we are Texans" thing, right?
Yeah.
And their marketing wants you to feel that way, that you feel like you're a part of it. And a lot of people do. And that's cool. But the reality is they don't. You don't really have any control. And it's if you did, there's no way you would have accepted the DeAndre Hopkins trade. You would have said, "Nope, we're not doing this." But you don't. But that's okay. It doesn't stop you from enjoying it. All right. I want to get to this text. And I'll read it, and then maybe we can do it after the break. Guys, I know this might be off topic, but I got a real problem here. And this is not unlike you dealing with your son. My son's in his last year of Pee Wee football. Not sure I can do it. It's a total COVID jungle out there. And as a semi-responsible parent, have him in that environment. I don't think I can do it. What, if any, advice do you have? Totally open to suggestions. Can it be made easier? He wants to play badly. The second part of it is he's also an assistant coach, so there's pressure on him to let him play.
Man, that's tough. That's
a hard question.
It is a hard question. I guess it's up to your individual family. And I would say if you are, you know, you live with someone who's in any way high risk, or you are planning on spending time around anyone who's high risk, I would say stay away from it.
The other thing I would do is I'd put that decision off as long as I could, because
yes,
things can change, and maybe they change for the better and you feel safer. But if it's something you have to decide this week, that's why, and it's a hard conversation to have, but you've got to do what you think is best for your family and what you feel comfortable with. It's kind of like everything else we've talked about. What do you feel comfortable doing? And make that decision. And not every parent's going to make the same one. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but if you're not comfortable, then that's going to be your decision, and you just have to, you know, you're going to have to be the one to say, "Listen, this is why," and he'll hopefully understand. It's hard, man, because tomorrow's column is about how we shouldn't be bitching at athletes for opting out. But I feel bad for, you know, kids and high school players who might not get to ever play again, especially high schoolers. And they're going to be facing these decisions, and it's like, do I go out there and play in this pandemic, or do I give up my last chance to ever play a sport that I'm only playing because I love it? So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Only two segments left, man. This is flying by. That UFO documentary I watched today was about Bob Lazar. And guy says he really comes off as credible. For me, the real problem I have with all of this, is the more I watch it, is like everything is, I saw this, I did this, okay. And I don't have any proof, but I saw this. I think when somebody comes out with some proof, I mean, there's got to be, if all these things have crashed, somebody had to sneak away with a piece of UFO or something. But, I'm fascinated by them, But and there are a lot of similarities in the stories, and I think the guy believes it. I also think he's a little bit insane, but that's okay.
I watched a like a 4-part documentary called the most dangerous animal of all. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
It's on I want to say it's on Hulu. But it's about this guy who he's got a lot of baggage. Because he was left for adoption when he was a kid.
Okay.
And he goes on a search to find his parents. And during this search, he comes to the conclusion that his dad is probably the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
And there, I mean, it, obviously, because the case is not solved, there's no one coming out and saying, yes, he's right, his dad is the Zodiac Killer. But there's also a lot of compelling evidence that would say, you know, he might be right. So it was a really interesting watch, and if you are into
I always like stuff like that.
Into that sort of a thing, then.
Well, you haven't seen the Epstein thing yet, have you?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, the woman who was basically his girlfriend / head procurer. You saw she got arrested?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. She has got tapes and prepared to name some big names in order to stay out of jail.
Oh, boy.
So
sounds like she's going to hang herself soon.
How would you pronounce her first name?
I think it's just Lonnie. Okay. I could be wrong about that. Somebody correct me. But, I mean, I watched that thing 3 weeks ago, so it didn't stick with me. I just thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to have a woman like that who would go get you girls, just make them the right age. That's all. But yeah, I think it's just Lonnie.
I was confused. The child in me thought that it was pronounced a certain way.
Fair enough.
The phonetic looking spelling of it or pronunciation of it.
Okay. Yeah. I see where you're going with that. But she's British, you know.
Oh, so it's probably Jislani, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Jilani is what somebody says. Okay, so close enough. Now I'm getting rhymes of the line. I'm not asking you guys.
We'll know when she hangs herself.
Yeah. Because
we'll know exactly
there's no way. There's no way she's going to be able to release any tapes that have any of the names that we've seen on them.
No, of course not.
But yeah, the only thing about that documentary, it's really good, but it's also you get sick of listening to you listen to all the victims because they sound so coached and they all say the exact same thing.
Yeah,
at which their lawyers have clearly told them. So you almost start to they almost lose credibility, and that's not the intent of the thing. And so I think if I had been producing it instead of James Patterson, who you know great novelist, but come on, dude, you know I think you have to some of the stuff you just have to ignore. But it's fascinating. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I still have not watched the third Yellowstone yet. Hopefully I'll get to that tonight. I don't know why I didn't watch it last
night. I watched it. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Better than the second one, right?
Yeah, it kind of leaves you hanging.
Good. Good. Well, how many episodes are there this time?
I want to say 10.
Okay, so it just leaves you hanging for a week.
That's a good show. And it makes me want to go to Montana because it's really pretty.
Yeah, but it also makes me feel like Longmire used to. Like, Wyoming looks great, but everybody dies there.
That's true.
You go to Montana, guess what happens? Everybody dies there. I kind of feel safer in downtown Houston than I think I would feel if I went to visit Sheriff Longmire.
Maybe so.
Because think about all the murders they have, considering. Yeah. Terrible person, nonetheless, Jelaine. Okay, close enough. Anyway.
I got called a terrible person for pointing out that Charlie Daniels has weird tweeting habits.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
A lot more people came at me today about it, and they're like, do you know it was just wrong? You're not willing to admit it. I'm like, I don't really feel that bad about it. I've never been like a... I don't think there's a time limit on how long you have to wait before you say something about a dead person. Now, do I think it's great to go and disparage someone the day they die? No. I don't really feel like I disparaged him. I just pointed out a weird habit that he had. If you think that's like attacking him, that's kind of on you. My guess is Michael Jackson had it harder on the internet the day he died than Charlie Daniels did.
I guess those kids who slept in his bed had it harder on them than Michael Jackson. Never mind. Listen.
I think what really happened is Charlie Daniels is not right-leaning. He's a far-right guy. And the people who are mad at me are wanting to defend him because it's like because politics are now cults.
Yeah, well, I didn't take it as you commenting on his politics.
I didn't even care about the five things he tweeted.
Right.
Like I said, he could have said peanut butter banana sandwiches are delicious. But if you say that every day, it's weird. That's the point. I didn't care what he was saying. I don't care about the content, but it's weird. And I don't care if it's the day you die. The only reason I found out that he does it is because he died. Otherwise, what the hell would I be doing looking up Charlie Daniels on Twitter? Like, hey, I'd like to hear a little banjo ditty. Can I find Charlie Daniels and see if he's got any live performances on his Twitter? No, I've never done that. But I did say, oh, Charlie Daniels died. Let's see what he's been up to the last few days before his death, because that's the kind of morbid dude I am. And then I say, oh, well, he tweeted these things. Okay. Wait, he tweeted those yesterday, too. Oh, he tweeted them the day before and the day before that. And pretty much every single day. Whether he died, you know, if I had found that out 10 years ago before he died, I would have brought it up then. It just got brought up on the day of his death because that's the day I found out about it.
Well, anytime somebody dies, everybody comes out with all the, oh, what a great person thing. How dare you say anything bad? Okay, whatever. I'd still bet a fiddle of gold against a soul that I think I'm better than. Never mind. Let's just take a break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Join us, The Press Box, and The Josh Innes Show at Over Under Sports Bar this Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Great food, refreshing drinks, and loads of fun are always on tap. They're open for dine-in, takeout, and delivery. So if you just want to get takeout and stop by and say hello from 6 feet away, you can do that. So come by and see us this Friday from 11 to 7 at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. That'll be Friday. First trip out since all this started. We will we'll be smart about it, guys.
Yeah, and I'm excited, though.
I am, too. I'd love to get out again. I'm looking forward to getting down there. And we wanted to get down there for March Madness. Didn't work out. But it'll be fun, so come by. If you feel comfortable coming by, we'd love to see you guys. All right, let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That. Who wants to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, because I kind of need some advice from both of you guys on this. Twice now in the last couple days, I've gone to grab my Gatorade and stuff that I get, and somebody has gotten in line next to me, like 2 feet away, and I politely have asked them to get 6 feet away, and they get pissed off about it, and I'm kind of like, how do I do this? I mean, I'm trying to be nice. I just don't want you closer than 6 feet. I don't know you. There's a thing that tells you where to go in line. I'm not comfortable. My personal space has gotten a lot bigger. So, I mean, what am I supposed to tell you? Am I supposed to sit there and just ignore it and say, oh, it's okay. I don't know this person from anyone. It's okay for them to be 2 feet away from me because I got a mask on. Or, hey, man, do you mind? I mean, ideally, the guy behind the counter would be the one to say, hey, you're supposed to be back there. But what am I supposed to do? I feel like I'm in a position where I'm being a dickweed, but I'm not comfortable with that. So what do you do?
I don't know. It's a tough spot. I mean, I'm just like, hey, dude, back off. Like, but it's also, I just want people to be like sensitive to my personal space on a normal, non-COVID basis.
Well,
yeah, to be honest.
Well, I'm always like that too. I don't want you too close, but now I have a reason for you to be 6 feet away. Well, to you guys who are out there doing that to people, to that I say, hey man, f- that.
Mine kind of plays off of yours because it goes into the. What's happening more and more are physical altercations because of masks. The debate over masks, which I thought was kind of over by now.
It should be, yeah.
Did you see the Costco guy today? The militant-looking Costco guy that says, his shirt says, running the world since 1776.
God.
And he's got, like, you know, the typical cop haircut, and he's like... Somebody's telling him to wear a mask, and he's like walking up on him all bowed up like this, and he's like, I feel threatened right now. I feel threatened. I mean, he's just going crazy over this thing, and he's like, the guy's like, or it's an old person. He's like, I'm not threatening you. I'm 6 feet away. I feel threatened. And then the woman in Target who, like, there was a mask display, and she started throwing the masks all over the store. So, I'm done with this. It's over. This is over. This is over. This is over. And then there was a woman who has now been charged with battery at a Home Depot when there was a discussion. Terry Hill, who's 54 years old, got into a heated discussion about masks. And she didn't want to wear her mask inside Home Depot. And she got into a disagreement with another customer, turned into a physical altercation, and she went to jail. So, guys, it's not worth going to jail over. I promise you. You're not going to be a hero. No one's going to look at you and go, oh, this guy, he went to jail for masks to keep us out of the masks. Like, no one's looking at you like you're Batman for coming in and helping people not wear masks, okay? Just take the L on this one. And hopefully these masks will be gone soon. I'll be happy when they are too. But for now, let's just suck it up. So to that I say, hey man, that.
I kind of feel like that battle's been lost, at least here in Texas.
It really has.
When your Republican governor comes out and says wear masks, it's over. All right, go ahead, Tyler. Sorry.
All right, so obviously we've all heard about the PPP loan. Turns out that there have been billionaires, country clubs, private jet companies, all have received one of these actually filed for PPP loans in New York, Miami, Chicago, and West Hollywood. So that's four states. And they received almost or over $20 million from this. And the most famous of which being Kanye West. He received, let's scroll down here, he got about $5 million, $2 to $5 million, which I understand you have employees, you probably don't pay them well, but if you're a billionaire, maybe don't accept the PPP loan. So to that, Aaron says,
hey man, f*** that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. What was the, there was like the big chain that tried to get one of those, the food chain. I can't remember what it was.
Shake Shack had one, and then they gave it back.
I think Whole Foods got one and gave it back, too.
There was somebody else, though, that didn't want to give it back, and then they got, like, a bunch of pressure, and they were like,
was it the Lakers? Man. Didn't the Lakers get one?
I want to say it was, like, some kind of sub shop or something. Maybe it was, like, Jimmy John's or something like that.
I think it was Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah,
Is Jimmy John's the guy that kills rhinos and stuff?
Yeah, and he also had, I guess, at one store, a manager and three part-time employees all got fired because they made a noose out of bread dough. And
what is it with sandwich shops that are all – they all seem like they've got, like, lunatics running them.
They employ high schoolers, and high schoolers do dumb stuff.
Well, yeah, but the guy that kills rhinos, he's not a high schooler. He owns Jimmy John's.
That rhino had it coming, AJ.
No, he didn't.
He killed an elephant, too. One of the pictures that always goes around whenever Jimmy John's gets in the news.
Houston media critic says Potbelly, maybe. I think it is Potbelly. Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Right. Maybe that's right.
Well, I mean, I'm not privy to their finances for stuff like that. And, you know. All right. Well, guess what?
What?
We're Dunsky. That was
I'm going to stay here and soccer it up.
Are you?
No.
I'm Yeah. I'm going to go home and watch Yellowstone.
And I'm going to go home
try
and
not, to
not
drink.
Drink.
I'm going to try not to drink. I give that 75-25. All right. Tyler, great job as always. It's always a pleasure working with you, man. Guess what? We'll do it again tomorrow. Great job, Hoffman. You know, I felt like I was pretty decent today. Maybe it's not being hungover all the time. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.